Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I'm your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragallo. Welcome to a special kind of boy band shirtless awful hell.
Sponsored by Sony.
Oh, I would say.
If this is your first week with us, welcome. If this is not your first week with us, welcome back.
Where have you been?
Yeah.
You're late.
You're late.
I don't know. Yes. Thank you for joining us, though.
Thank you for joining us. We thank you for being here with us to watch and relive these tales in painful and excruciating detail. Thank you for your Apple Podcast reviews. Thank
yes.
you for your Patreon donations.
Yes.
Thank you for being you.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are on Patreon. Thank you for not asking. We do bonus episodes every other week, or we try to do it at least twice a month. And that is patreon.com/yougothigeld, YOUGOTHEIGLD.
Yes.
And we talk 90 Day Fiancé. We talk other trashy reality TV shows. We play motherfucking games.
Yeah, we play Make Your Own Rom-Com. We play Plotsy.
Yeah,
games we made up, but they're great games.
Yeah, we invented a game, the Plotsy one, and then I made a fucking board game, and that's Make Your Own Rom-Com.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic, and it's a great... Gosh, by golly, it's a great time.
It's
okay.
Way more fun than watching Justin Timberlake movies.
Last Patreon episode, we did talk 90 Day Fiancé, season 8 of 90 Day Fiancé, the pure version, none of the...
right to the vein,
colons.
Yeah, no.
No colons.
Just some clean, pure, unstepped on 90 Day Fiancé.
Unfettered.
Yeah. Raw 90 Day Fiancé. Raw dog 90 Day.
We talked about, obviously Brandon and Julia living on the farm
the
and
thing.
Jovi and Yara. And we even played a round of Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Which had to choose all sorts of dudes. So it was very good.
Yeah. And then we added an element to it that you had to super fuck, super marry, or super kill somebody. So yeah. Great. Anyway. That's on Patreon. Last week, James, we watched Bring It On.
Oh, God.
And this week, we watched Friends with Benefits.
Jesus. It's funny because the two movies are similar in this way.
They both.
You look at them and you go, how are they similar? Well, they're similar like this.
That we watched them.
They both represent when they're made. Like,
yes.
They're a time capsule. Like,
yes.
I mean, it's everything that was 2000 is Bring It On. Everything that is 2010
Except
is this movie.
So was everything. Anybody wearing butterfly clips?
I have no idea, but I don't even know what that is really. But this this movie, this movie is 2010 or 2011.
Yeah,
I mean in a pill form. That's all it is.
Oh my god!
And it makes me very happy that we're finished
and
with that era.
Where did we get this pill? At a Sony sponsored event.
Everything is Sony as this time period.
Yes,
and it's all references from the It's all 90s references. It's this movie is made for 30-year-old women. Period.
Yeah, but I also think that they tried to make it for dudes because Mila Kunis is hot.
I was gonna say,
and also like, oh, she's just cool with fucking.
They have Mila Kunis, like, they have a lot of scenes with Mila Kunis, like with a lot of side boob and half naked and stuff like that. So I feel like that's for trailer purposes.
Yeah.
So guys will be like, yeah, I'll go see the Justin Timberlake movie, I guess. I mean, he's funny in those SNL sketches, sure, why not? And then they get to see that.
But. And I don't know. Perhaps it is slanderous against this movie, but
I don't think you can slander this movie.
It feels like this movie is responsible for.
Can you slander garbage?
Maybe.
Hey, that.
Let's
that,
ask garbage
that
how
discarded
it feels.
McDonald's
okay,
wrapper.
On.
I don't think I can really.
Okay, but hold on. I feel like this movie is solely responsible for a lot of the audacity of men because they're like, they had this movie and they had No Strings Attached.
Yeah.
Where
and
they were
women
like,
at every other movie.
No,
point.
But hold on. Like, just listen. Hold on.
Yeah, 47,000 to two.
Where all these guys think that they can just have friends with benefits and they can't have like a relationship because they think that that girl exists because of these types of movies.
Well, yeah, because Mila Kunis trots around acting like it's fine. That's why.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
So you agree with me.
Yeah, but it's also this weird fantasy that women have that they're going to like hang out with Justin Timberlake and be such good pals that they'll want to fuck forever.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
I wasn't even finished the point. It was the audacity of men and some of the like, I don't even know what the word would be, but like ladies think that they can just put out and like lull them into a regular thing.
I suppose, but then it's also the fantasy of we're not going to have a relationship. I'm unemotionally available, but at the end, he's doing romantic comedy shit for you because it's a fucking fantasy for of women. That's the thing. Either way, it's both people. We're pathetically predictable, both sexes, and it's gross.
I can't wait. Well, maybe I can. In like what 2040 when they're going to have rom-coms coming out from this one where they're going to have the main woman character is going to be like, he's ignored me on Snapchat. He's ignored me. He read my Instagram message.
I hologrammed him like six times.
Yeah,
I flew past his house on my jetpack.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about all the ways that men will be trash.
His nuclear lights weren't even on. It was super weird.
There's going to be a ton of rom-coms about fuckboys. I know it.
I'm sure there will be. And there's this movie though.
I don't want to watch this movie.
They're like, what can we get 30-year-old guys? They want to fuck Mila Kunis. Okay, they're in right away. And 30-year-old women. Mila Kunis is not. Mila Kunis is not like. She's not like.
She's too hot. Your boyfriend can't go out with her.
But she's not. No. To women, she's like hot, but she's not like. I feel like she's like a Julia Roberts, where she's like. She's hot, but it's not like. I don't know. There's certain
she's
women that women have a problem with because of their looks, and there's certain ones that they don't. And I feel like Mila Kunis slides under that radar of, for some reason, she's acceptable for women because she's kind of like girl next doorish.
Yeah, but can I also tell you?
What?
I think it's because she plays Meg.
Well, the fact that she plays Meg completely takes me out of this movie.
There was
by
a couple
way.
Of moments in this movie where she said something so cheesy, and we were just looking at her going, "Shut up, Meg!
Shut up, Meg!" Well, whenever they're having a conversation and they cut to like Timberlake's reaction to her talking, and you just hear her voice, I'm like, "Oh my god, it's Meg telling Justin Timberlake what the fuck is happening?"
Yeah,
it's a weird Family Guy cutaway, and then all of a sudden, I'm back in this movie. I'm like, "Oh my god, what just happened?"
Okay, so anyway,
creeps me out.
We watched Friends with Benefits, 2011, one hour and 49 minutes. Listen,
too long.
We got 3 minutes into this movie and
we actually had a
spirited discussion. It was very serious on whether or not we should turn it off.
It was, yeah, I was like, I don't know if I can
take
this.
It was 3 minutes and like 50 seconds and we looked at each other and we were like, I don't know if we can do this. Like, this is a lot more movie.
It is because the attempt is to have this ass-pounding pace of banter.
Yeah.
So it's like they want it to be a Seinfeld episode, essentially, like in terms of like pacing. But like, that's 22 minutes long.
Yeah.
This is an hour 50. And after a while, you're just like, oh, my God, stop it. I can't take it anymore. You're actually like, let's get a fuck scene going because at least they'll sort of stop talking.
No.
Kind of. Not really.
They talked more.
They'll still banter. But every once in maybe that one scene, they'll cut to the ocean or something. It's at least I can have a fucking breath in this movie.
Okay. Ugh. Starring Justin Timberlake.
Ugh.
And Mila Kunis.
I love your... That's,
oh, I'm sorry. Was
that's
that a fart
your official
noise?
Reaction to Justin Timberlake.
The IMDb description. A young man and woman decide to take their friendship to the next level without becoming a couple, but soon discover that adding sex only leads to complications.
Yeah, this movie is the full-length feature version of the Deal episode of Seinfeld.
Yes.
Basically.
Yeah.
And it is. They reference Seinfeld like five times in the first act of the movie.
Yeah, this
like
movie
constantly.
Is basically that.
And then, no, they have the same exact conversation on the couch.
Yeah.
It's they took the Deal script of a 21, 22-minute sitcom and they made it an hour 50. Yeah, that would have been a better episode.
But that was 40 days and 40 nights. Like, he couldn't have sex or masturbate.
That's true. That would, I don't know. That's that other one. Yeah, same movie.
Can we just talk about Seinfeld?
Why don't we just, instead, let's just talk about Seinfeld episodes. But no, this movie is clearly
sucked.
It's clearly the premise is a Seinfeld episode, and they mention it a lot. And they mention every 80s and 90s reference they can squeeze into this fucking thing.
The taglines to this movie are terrible. There's only two of them. Friendship is a four-letter word.
Okay.
And some friends come with a happy ending. Yuck.
Jesus. Okay. The 2011, the year of the double entendre. Fuck me.
Well, this movie was a triple entendre.
The whole thing.
Because I feel like we also got fucked by this movie.
I think so. We all got fucked in the face by Justin Timberlake in this movie.
Okay.
I don't care for it.
The fun fact is Mila Kunis, there's no fun facts, but she revealed in an interview with Craig Ferguson that she went skydiving during production, which was against her contract since it risked grievous bodily harm while still filming. She divulged this information after the movie's production was done and was set to release.
Yay. Great. So
anyway, this movie could have almost happened had Mila Kunis's luck had been a little bit worse.
Somebody packed that chute a little too well, and instead, here we are, everybody.
We begin.
We are here.
We begin, and we watch Justin Timberlake, and he looks like he's... He looks like he's like an editor of like a news blog.
The first thing he says is like, "This is the internet, people."
Yeah.
Literally, like, "This is the internet. We need We need clicks or views or whatever the fuck he says. I don't know, but it's very like internet. This is the internet. This is 2011, everybody."
Then we see this
savvy.
This great parallel editing where it sounds like Mila Kunis is calling Justin Timberlake. They're having two very similar conversations.
Yeah,
we learn that Mila Kunis is dating Andy Samberg.
I'm like, I don't think so.
And that Justin Timberlake is dating Emma Watson. Fine. I'll believe that.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. She's fine. Yeah.
Anyway, so Mila Kunis has invited Andy Sandwich to the movies, and he's breaking up with her outside the movies, even though she brought him a sandwich.
She brought him a sandwich, exactly the kind of sandwich that he likes.
Because he's got gluten-free stuff, and then he's going to be a fart.
I don't think we should see each other anymore. It's like, listen here, dildo.
Yeah.
You should be fucking thankful and thanking your lucky stars
Mila Kunis wants to have regular sex with
that
you.
That Meg will bang you. Yeah. This is not fair.
Congrats, sir. You're not dumping her.
You're a dork. This isn't TV land. In real life, you are a fucking dork.
Yeah.
And no, that girl is not fucking you.
No.
Period.
No.
And not bringing you sandwiches and not doing any of that stuff. If you find a girl that'll bring you a sandwich, overlook a lot of shit.
And I don't mean that
like make a sandwich. I mean, I'm talking that like partner in crime down shit. Like, we're going to smuggle our sandwiches in. I got you yours. Boom, boom, boom. And you should get her sandwich too if you're the first one fucking there. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I think you find that person, man or woman, whatever, you lock into that shit.
If he or she is going to bring you a sandwich to smuggle into the movies.
Yeah. Whoever remembers your sandwich preferences, that person
congrats.
Cares about you.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? Like, I can name your sandwich and pick it up for you like that. I know exactly what you're going to want.
Oh.
I do.
I try to be unpredictable with my sandwiches.
No, I know what you're going to want.
Wow.
I know your sandwich. She has like a sandwich. It's like the moon.
Don't tell anybody about my sandwich preferences.
And I know when they're here. I'm like, it's a turkey moon. I can see it. Oh, it's an Italian combo moon. It's in the air. I smell an Italian combo.
Does anybody get a waft of cured meats?
Is that capicola I smell? What is that? It's oil and vinegar. I know it. I'll know it anywhere.
Or is that mustard?
What
does smell
that?
A tang? No, don't worry about what I get on my sandwich. All right. So 4 minutes in, we have Emma Watson breaking up with Justin Timberlake. And he's just like, that's fine. Whatever.
Well, they're outside a John Mayer concert and
that was the worst.
They try to make both breaker uppers to be like douchey, they should be happy. Like, he's like, I don't think we should see each other. And she's like, we missed whatever the fucking
your
John
body
Mayer
is a wonderland.
Yeah. We missed your body's wonderland. Like and he's like, good. John Mayer sucks. And I'm out of here.
Yeah. He's really thrilled with himself.
Was there some kind of Justin Timberlake, John Mayer rivalry that I don't know about?
Who cares? That sounds like the most boring rivalry ever.
That's a very boring rivalry. That's a white rivalry.
Justin Timberlake is so boring that he keeps bringing up a relationship that he's been done with for more than 20 years just to be back in the... It's like, just keep doing trolls.
I mean, you're making money doing trolls.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done very well for himself.
Yeah.
He does well. Justin Timberlake. He doesn't need to do dumb shit. This movie, though, you know what he shouldn't do is act, really.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Because he's not as good at it as he thinks he is.
James, the best part of this whole movie
Yes.
Is that when Mila Kunis said, "Shut up, Katherine Heigl"?
That was good. She comes out, "Shut up, Katherine Heigl. You're," what she call her, "a liar?
Yeah,
you're a liar."
Liar.
And I'm like, yeah. But then it's just one of those things where this movie is like, we're self-aware of her, you know, we're self-aware.
Yeah, it
because
is very tongue-in-cheeky.
Millennial, it's the new, like, millennial rom-com, like in 2011. Like, you know, we're young, we're 30, we're not like 40, but no one gets married at the end. We're like, just, you know, we're going to hook up more.
What happened at the end?
They hooked up. That's it. At the end, we're going to be best
like,
friends.
But did they decide, like, we're not going to date anymore?
He's said, "Will you be my best friend?"
But
sorry
then
he to
said,
skip
I
ahead
I'm
a
in
little.
Love with you.
Yeah, but then they kiss and all that. But we're like, I don't know. I guess they're together, but they're not getting married because he like gets down on his knee and she's like, "Oh no!" And he's like, "Don't worry, I'm not doing that." Whereas like in a rom com, it's like, "Oh, okay." So that's what it's supposed to be. Like, "Oh, we're very self aware. We're going to reference Katherine Heigl."
Here's the deal: Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake meet with their friends after they've been dumped, and they both publicly declare that they are writing off love. Okay,
done.
They're fucking done with this shit. They're not going to be going out with anybody anymore. Like, Mila Kunis is really going to be fucking, you know, bogged down because Andy Sandwich doesn't want to go out with her anymore.
Oh, God
forbid. Give me a break. Give me a break, lady.
God forbid the Sandwich doesn't want to be... Kunis doesn't need Sandwich.
No.
She's fine.
No.
Yeah, she's good without the Sandwich. So
everybody wants a Sandwich, but you don't need a Sandwich, Mila Kunis. Some people need a Sandwich.
The odd thing about this movie is I thought...
Wow, that was really philosophical.
That was philosophical. I thought that Timberlake and
Meg.
I feel like Meg... Okay. I feel like Meg... in this movie. I'm calling her Meg. I'm calling it... I'm saying NSYNC and Meg. Those are their names. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I don't
Sexy
even know
what back.
Whatever. So NSYNC and Meg here are, I thought they would be like friends already. I thought that was the point.
No.
Like, hey, we've known each other since college or some shit like that. But like, it's very odd to have them meet and then like speed this friendship along in 4 minutes to the point where they're best pals. It's just very,
yeah.
I thought that was a strange choice.
She's a headhunter.
Yeah.
So she got him the job and then she's like, cool, bye. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So
sorry, yeah.
It's whatever. Mila Kunis is apparently, Meg, is going to be picking up somebody at the airport in New York City. So she takes a sign and she's, you know, going to pick it up. And then the sign flew and it's on the baggage claim. And she's like running around in the baggage claim. And
Justin she wrote Timberlake. It in lipstick and like took it from another guy who's already got his fare. Like she's very like, oh, man, I'm a mess. I'm late. I got stuff everywhere. I don't know what I'm that's like.
Yeah, she's a big mess, but she's very driven.
Yeah, she's
ambitious.
Driven. Yeah, that's the fact. That's a fact.
So she is on the thing and Justin Timberlake walks up and he grabs the sign. He's like, I'm Dylan Harper. He's a junior, by the way.
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful, Mila Kunis, Meg.
Right away, I would watch that.
Anyway.
Because you got a junior on your hands, Missy.
So she is like, yeah, cool. I'm the one that's picking you up from the airport, which is basically just meeting you at the airport and putting you in a taxi.
But yeah, she goes with him, though.
They're both in the taxi together. So that's not really picking somebody up.
But in New York, it is, because if you live in the city, nobody has a car. So
that's true.
No, that's the way you pick somebody up.
So they are doing just all banter all the time, this whole movie. There is not a moment when they are not bantering.
No, it is Jerry and Elaine level banter.
It's
boom, 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 boom.
It's, you know, everybody's got it. It's a jab for jab. It's very like, this is how normal people talk. Yup.
Yeah.
And nope. Nobody does that.
And they cut it tight so where like the next scene, there's no breath of like, okay, this person's sitting looking here. They cut right to more banter. So
and
it's like, whoa.
It's also, they really, 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 really highlight how different the other one is. Like, it's hot in New York. It's hot in Los Angeles. Well, it's a different kind of hot. No shit. No fucking shit.
I mean,
it's
here when it's 90,
hot.
It's a lot hotter than there when it's 90. Yeah. Like,
oh,
well,
it's 90. And then like, oh, it's New York City. I need my open spaces. It's like, okay, we get it. You guys are from...
You're such...
Different ends of the country.
Different backgrounds. Wow.
Yeah, and like... You know,
he's in town because
he's going for an interview to be the art director at GQ.
At GQ. So
like, he runs a weird blog in Los Angeles. And then now he's going to go and be the art director at GQ.
Yeah.
And GQ really wants them. So he goes for the thing.
He's the hottest guy on the internet. as he said.
Yes. And, well, yeah, because that one got...
This is the internet, people.
It's got 6 million views. And she was like, well, I could mix cake mix with my boobs.
Yes.
And I could get 6 million views. And I was like, that's a fair point.
Which Mila Kunis, if she did that, she could get way more than 6 million views.
Yeah, don't...
In real life.
Don't sell yourself short, yeah. Mila Kunis. I mean, you get so many more million
views. Her character, I'm not sure, but Mila Kunis herself, I feel like that's going to give her a...
What about Meg?
I think we just tell her to shut up and it would be over with.
Then she would get 6 million views.
6 million views, yeah. Yeah. She'd be sad, like Charlie Brown at Walk Away.
Anyway, yeah. So she is not going to sell him on the job. Like, so he got the offer like as soon as he's done with the interview, which seemed like they went there during the day. It was light.
Hours went by.
Out and it's nighttime. So, yeah. Whoa.
Long
like,
interview.
How long is this interview?
It's an all-day process.
Like, do you have to, like, compose a whole magazine?
I mean, I suppose if you're going to, like, run a whole thing of, like, a major media outlet.
I guess it doesn't matter. Do they do interviews at night?
I guess if you came in the afternoon and they're going to show you around.
And they really wanted
you. And they're going to... I don't know what you would do for 5 hours in a job interview, but I feel
I
like...
I feel like I'm my most prepared to sell myself during the day.
That's a good point, yeah. I mean...
At night, I'm just like...
At night, I'm ready to go. I'm a comedian.
Does anybody know, you don't want to sell yourself?
Not sell yourself, but I during the day,
I don't want to interview for a job. I don't want to interview for a job at night. I want to interview for during the day.
Well, that's just weird to interview at night. You're not going to feel
it's nighttime.
Right.
I don't want to get a job right now. What I want to do is I want to sit at home and I want to watch The First 48.
Yeah.
And I want to eat some cookies and I don't want to talk to you right now.
That's a good point. Yeah. Cookies are pretty good.
I hate this movie.
Hard not to.
They go. She's like, okay, fine. So if you don't want this job, I'm not going to sell you on the job. I'm going to sell you on New York. Because he didn't.
Yeah.
You don't have enough time to buy what struggles they're having. Like, I didn't feel bad for either of them.
Yeah,
the whole
offer
movie. I wasn't like, oh, she's just really anxious, or like, you know, I wasn't thinking
was
like,
fine.
Oh, he's holding. Like, they seem fine with having any type of friendship or anything like that. Like, they're fine.
He seemed fine. She seemed fine. Nobody. Yeah, there's really no need for any of this movie to occur.
So she goes to this outdoor party, and Shaun White is at this bar, and I didn't understand why Shaun White needed to be in the movie.
It's a weird...
Was it only like to get to make it like a star-studded piece of shit?
It's almost like somebody knew Shaun White that was in the movie. I don't know if Timberlake and Shaun White are buddies, and like he was like, I'm going to find a place for you.
And so should be super mean to me. It would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if Shaun White was really mean?
So they shoehorned it in. Well, because he's considered like, look, he's this dorky, redheaded, like nice guy. So to have him be like, hey, motherfucker, like that was considered like, ooh, that's really different. And what a, you know, like that's so, it's so that time period. They used to have that kind of shit all the time. They'd have people that were, just have them play opposite their,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
their, who they are or what they're perceived to be.
Because the dad, Richard Jenkins, Dylan Harper Sr.
Yeah.
At the end of the movie, when Shaun White makes another cameo,
mm-hmm,
he's like, what was her problem? And that was the funniest part about Shaun White being mentioned in the movie.
It's really just off-putting. It's odd because you're like, what's going on? Why does Shaun White want to fight Justin Timberlake for no reason?
And at first I thought that Mila Kunis
Oh, go ahead. No, I was going to say, I get wanting to punch Justin Timberlake, but not for no reason, just because you've just met him. He doesn't know he's Justin Timberlake.
I think I might.
I don't think he's seen an NSYNC video. You know,
maybe
like
not.
I want to punch him.
But if I was Mila Kunis, I would have been like, I got Shaun White a job at being an Olympic snowboarder.
Yeah, that was her headhunter.
That's my headhunter job. Like,
yeah,
you know, just to let you know, New York's pretty cool. And also, like, if you're worried about my skills, I got Shaun White.
I just saw
an Olympic level snowboarder job. There was a position open. And I got it for him.
Saw the way he walked. I thought maybe snowboarding would be his thing. So I said, you know what, Shaun, why don't you hop on a board and see what you can do? Next thing you know, best in the world. I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I was like, is she trying to impress Justin Timberlake? Like, because it doesn't ever, it's really just so that Shaun White is like super mean and threatening to Justin Timberlake, which he was. Shaun White should never act. I'm so sorry.
No, that was...
Sweetie, stick to snowboarding.
Well, when you have Shaun White and Justin Timberlake in the same scene face to face, you have two non-actors that are both in the same scene, so you're like, this is not a good scene.
No, it's a bad scene.
You need an actor to carry the scene in that. You can have a non-actor, but usually it's got an actor there to carry them, and you go, oh, wow, they came off good.
Yeah.
This is, they're both terrible, so it doesn't work. Mila Kunis, she's a good actress.
Yeah.
So she can sometimes carry scenes with Justin Timberlake and, you know what I mean, like make it passable, whereas just him and Shaun White, no good.
That's our professional opinion.
No good, mister.
They go on top of some building. They go to Times Square in the middle of a flash mob, because you remember flash mobs?
Again, hi, this movie was written in 2010.
How many flash mobs were in this movie? Like four? Was it four?
It's three, because it's rule of three, so there's three. There's one in the beginning, and then another one to remind. Yeah,
the commercial, because he was remembering that Mila Kunis took him to see that.
And that's also to remind you of it.
And then he does one at the end.
Because
I remember you were like, if there's a fucking flash mob, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, I was thinking about all the things, and that was one of the things I'm like, oh, no, we've seen two flash mobs. The third one is going to be the fucking, oh, no. And then, God damn it, I was right.
So they're in the middle of the flash mob in Times Square, and he's like, cool, I'm in, I'm sold, whatever.
Coming to New York.
And for some reason,
Tim is on his way.
Justin Timberlake is anti-Sully.
Hates the Sully Sullenberger, which if you're younger and you don't remember because you were a child when this was happening, Sully Sullenberger is this pilot guy who got like some fucking birds caught in the engines or some shit. And
he
had
landed
to make,
on the Hudson.
Made an emergency landing on the Hudson. And to his credit, saved, you know, a lot of people's lives and shit like that, and was, I mean, a really huge, I mean, he was on every talk show. He was the biggest hero we had for a minute there. It was the craziest thing. And so everybody knew who he was. And Justin Timberlake's character just is
for
not impressed
reason,
with him.
Yeah, he's like, it's not that impressive. And people in the movie are like, are you anti-American? Yeah,
everyone hates him because he doesn't love Sully.
Well, and then you missed it. You went outside. The dad ends up, he's like, planes can fly themselves nowadays. And Justin Timberlake is like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, thanks for, I'm like, why are you guys so anti-Sully Sullenberger?
Hating him. Hating on him.
What are you guys doing?
It was just,
what do you care? Tell us your beef with Sully.
He doesn't like him. He's got a couple of weird hatreds in this movie.
Yes.
Justin Timberlake.
So he moves to New York City, flies in after his anti-Sully comments, and then walks into his apartment that is just fully furnished.
Yeah, the GQ just gave him a fully,
with art, with everything.
Yeah.
And this apartment reeked of art director at GQ.
It was I'm a guy, and it's 2010, and I'm very successful. So
look at how masculine my decorations are.
Look at how wooden my walls are.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it was. Look at that.
Do you
successful.
Smell the testosterone in this room?
There's a lot of...
There's a lot.
There's the counter's metal, the walls are wood, this place is...
Balls.
Filled with douche, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. He meets everybody at the magazine, and he says that, you know, at GQ, and he says, my door is always open, does a performative thing where he literally takes the door off the hinge, wonkity wonk.
He's got like a whole routine. They're laughing, and then gay Woody Harrelson comes along.
Okay. Woody Harrelson is in this movie. I got so excited to see Woody Harrelson. Okay. I'm like, great. Love Woody Harrelson. He's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Then
talk about one note. I feel bad for him. It's not his fault. He does it well, but
he asks Justin Timberlake, are you gay? And Justin Timberlake's like, no.
He goes, hey, let's go
are
out.
You sure?
He goes, let's go out and get some cock tonight. Let's go out and find some cock or whatever. Like, you know, let's go get some chicks.
And he's
basically,
oh, okay, so I'm the only one. I'm openly gay. But I swear to God, it was like the only reason why they made Woody Harrelson gay is so that he can make a bunch of like wordplay gay jokes that they wanted to make.
It was literally they wrote him as the stereotypical friend from work who's like, hey, bro, you know, you find a good chick, you better hang on, or, you know, you got that guy.
Yeah.
And then at the last minute, they were like, I don't know, that's pretty stock, right? I mean, this is a new...
Even have him do anything except for interject with those comments, which it was like...
Well, that one when they sat on the bench there, and he was like, you know, that's going to suck the oxygen out of you. You got to find the one that you want to spend the Saturday afternoon with. And he had like his words of wisdom that the dipshit friend would, you know, have 2 seconds of clarity. But then at the last second, they were like, yeah, but this is is the new, like, this is a new kind of romantic comedy. Let's just make him gay and make a bunch of cock jokes through it. And like,
yeah, let's just totally make him his presence a punchline in this movie.
And that was also like almost like a virtue signal for Justin Timberlake's character, too, to be like, he's totally cool with it. Because back then that was like, see, he doesn't even mind that the guy, you know, loves cock and is telling him to come out. That was part of it. You know, check out how cool he is.
Pandering.
Yeah. Meanwhile, and Timberlake's like, no, I don't want to go hang out with. Never wants to hang out with him. Meanwhile, if he's looking for chicks, that's the guy to go hang out with.
That's what I was thinking.
Gay guy. He's
going
to find you chicks.
Because I thought he was going to like start going out with Woody Harrelson and then he's going to run into Mila Kunis or something like
that's
that.
That's what I was thinking.
But instead, he doesn't hang out with the cool guy. No. Arguably the coolest character in the entire movie.
He's pretty
besides
funny.
Jenna Elfman's son.
And Timberlake likes sports. He talks nothing but sports with his dad in
basketball.
Intricate detail. This is the sports editor at GQ. Yeah. He knows his sports. You guys have shit in common. Talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing here?
And he goes and plays basketball, which is nod to White Men Can't Jump.
So many nods to 90s shit.
He drives
a boat. Woody drives a boat to New Jersey.
Yeah.
He lives in New Jersey, and rather than fight the traffic, he just goes over the water.
Yeah.
That's his
so
style.
We could have really used Woody Harrelson's character a lot more, and it probably would have been funnier because at least Woody Harrelson is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But instead,
they didn't. Yeah.
We could have had a cool movie, but we didn't. We don't. We have this piece of shit.
They didn't give him like a fleshed out. Like, I'm not saying he shouldn't have been gay. I'm just saying they didn't give him like a fleshed out.
No, they could have done more with his character.
They didn't give him a fleshed out gay life. I know that sounds really a fleshed out gay life, but they didn't give him that. They were just like, he's gay, so he makes cock jokes.
Isn't
and
that hilarious?
Yeah, isn't it funny that the gay guy makes cock jokes like a straight guy? Like, would make pussy jokes? Isn't that funny?
It could have been a lot better of a movie if we really went through the vein of Woody Harrelson.
Could have been a lot better movie. Let's see the start. If the script was better, if the fucking whoever made it was better, if Justin Timberlake was a better actor. There's a lot to talk about here.
And also, because he keeps asking Justin Timberlake if he's gay, and he's like, are you sure? Like, throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
I was hoping that Woody Harrelson would have been like, you'd be a lot cooler if you were.
Well, that's McConaughey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler if you did. Is that McConaughey?
It's McConaughey. But I wanted him to say that you'd be a lot cooler if you were.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake sucks.
He does suck.
Anyway.
We're like 6 minutes into the movie, I think.
Justin Timberlake, for some reason, signs his clothes. So Mila Kunis' Meg comes in and brings him a contract, and he signs that contract. And like, she's always coming in to check on him. She knows his schedule. Like, she's like, oh yeah, you have that thing to, like, you know, whatever. Like, I'm like, what are you? Oh my God, you just got him the job.
She knows it all. They're like,
and the contract is he has to work at GQ for at least a year, otherwise she doesn't get a bonus, okay? So,
and that's the stakes of this movie, by the way, besides, because there's always two, and there's like, the stakes are love and this
friendship,
this
code.
Not, unspecified, there's no amount. It's not like she's getting, you know, $50,000. They don't tell you how much it is. This just bonus if he stays there. So that's a major concern.
She's like, you know, that would really fuck me.
Yeah, she's not wealthy. No. You can tell the way they have her set up. She's not wealthy.
She has a great apartment.
But she has an awesome apartment, like in the Village or something. I saw Prince Street. So she's got like fucking, she could be, you know, that's pretty, she's in a good, she's
it's a
down.
Big apartment.
Yeah. A big old fucking apartment in the city. She's got a nice place and then enough room for her mom to come, other bedrooms, spacious living room.
Yeah. She has a huge apartment.
Yeah. She's doing okay for herself.
So she says, she asks him, was it an easy move? Yes, I literally grabbed a suitcase and went.
Yeah.
And walked right into my apartment, and it was just all furnished.
I had one of those suit bags, and I just flew over here and just stepped right into a life.
All of it.
Didn't even have to buy glasses or silverware.
Oh, so I wrote here, whoever wrote this movie hates T-Mobile and Sully.
Yeah.
Because they were dogging on T-Mobile cell phone service.
When he signed a contract, they're like, she's like, is this the longest commitment you've ever made? He's like, no, T-Mobile, 2 years. And I regretted that one. And then later on, his phone doesn't work. And she's like, man, your service does stink. And it's like, Jesus, they had it really in for T-Mobile here.
Is Sony mad at T-Mobile? Is there beef?
I got to find out if in like 2010, if like T-Mobile didn't sell Sony phones, if there was some incompatibility there where the companies didn't work together and Sony was mad about it.
And Sony told the writers, they were like,
yeah,
throw in some T-Mobile jabs.
You know what? These motherfuckers won't sell the Ericsson model. So let's rip them up in script form, would you? We'll sponsor your movie on one condition. We need to really rip
those T-Mobe douchebags.
T-Mobe a new asshole, because I don't appreciate what they've been doing.
Who's got the T-Mobe? Do you think that was like in Sony, like they had an emergency meeting and they were like, if you have T-Mobile, you better cancel your contract. We'll pay your break your whatever fees.
That's where that came from.
Do you remember when you had to like break your contract and you had to pay like $200 and something
yeah,
to fucking
hold
break
you hostage
your contract? You're like, you fucking...
Yeah, you'd be like, I can't afford $180 to break my contract.
But I just don't like
bitches.
You. Yeah.
I'm canceling it because it's too expensive. Why? If I had $180, I wouldn't have to cancel it, you assholes.
I hate you guys so much.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you think our bill monthly bill is too expensive. That's cool. Pay like double what it usually is, and then you can not have to pay it anymore. What the fuck kind of logic is that? No. You don't have the money, I'll pay double that amount then.
Listen, you guys, all we're saying is it was really hard.
It was hard going in 2010.
Oh, speaking of hard going.
Oh, boy.
Now we have like a party montage and hangout montage. So Mila Kunis is
She's got friends.
Justin Timberlake, listen, I'm going to invite you over to my house for a party.
Here's my...
We're having a party.
A quote, party with my, quote, friend group who you never see, and not one of them ever again. She sits lonely. She's always lonely. She has a million friends. She had a little party. She's got all these friends. They drink and play fucking Wii together.
She knows Shaun White for some reason.
They're playing Jenga. She hangs out with Shaun
White. They weren't playing Wii. What was that? So, what was that Sony product?
Oh,
remember?
Shit.
Because it had those
right.
bulbs on. That was a fucking... Was that a PlayStation?
Oh, it was the PlayStation's Wii thing, yeah.
Oh,
they had
you
like the
fucks.
Wii
Sony.
They had like those Wii that looked like microphones
the
with the
things,
blue
yeah.
things on the top. Yeah, that nobody fucking bought, but they advertised it.
I
in
was
this
like,
movie.
Was every product in there a Sony product?
It's all Sony.
Wow.
It's all so they were like, we have this new thing that nobody wants. Maybe if you put it in the movie, someone will want it.
And make it.
It
look like Mila Kunis is having fun
I
playing.
I mean, like
it.
Her boobs are bouncing while she plays tennis. You know how the commercial... Just make
she's
it,
sweating for some reason.
She's sweating. She's getting into it. Maybe
she has to take her shirt off.
I was going to say, maybe like the girl she's playing against, maybe they get like, you know, it gets real heated.
Maybe they start making out.
Maybe they bump into each other. There's a push and a shoving, and then maybe, you know, they start kissing, and the next thing you know, they're going down on each other in front of everybody. You know what I'm saying? What about that? Is that a good movie? Is that a good scene?
Hello?
Hello. Hey, I'm calling about the I'm the PlayStation guy. Yeah, from Sony. I'm calling you back. We must have got disconnected. We were talking about Mila Kunis and some other broad scissoring after some like PlayStation tennis game.
Oh my God.
Is that still happening or what? Could you
Hello?
Could I see the scene maybe? Tell you what, you show me the scene. I want to make
I'm
sure
you, the scene has legs.
I want to make sure both their boxes are shaved. That's what I'm worried about.
Oh
so
God.
Show me the script
okay.
where it says smooth.
Jesus Christ! What the fuck? Sorry,
I can't.
I'm horrified by
so
this.
So Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake are drinking beer on the couch, watching a rom com together because that is what friends do.
Yeah.
And Rashida Jones and Jason Segel are starring in...
Excuse me. That's, by the way, why guys hang out with other guys, so they don't have to do that. That's why. You do that when you have a girlfriend, because that's what she wants to watch, and you're like, well, that's the trade-off of having a girlfriend. I have to watch this terrible movie. If you don't have a girlfriend, and you hang out with a girl, and you're not having sex with her, and she wants to watch that movie, you're like, well, I'll see you later, and then you go leave, and you hang out with guys and not watch that shit.
Yeah.
That's generally why guys hang out with guys, when they're, you know... They don't want to watch this. But Mila Kunis knows the fucking line. She's quoting it.
She's lip-syncing it.
Yeah.
And Justin Timberlake is just sitting there just leaving his body, which, same, bro. I mean, this movie, I was leaving my body. I was like, wow, yeah. This is the longest terrible movie ever. They're watching a rom-com, which is a little bit... Like, you know, winkety wink. It's Rashida
and it's like
Jones and
obviously,
Jason Segel.
Obviously yeah. terrible. Like, the sets are really
She's
cheesy.
Running away, and she goes, taxi cab.
Yeah, it's very, they're like, we're in New York, and there's palm trees in the background,
yeah.
and it's very cheesy.
In this movie, I would say, James, that Mila Kunis is basically as pathetic as Meg, but she's super hot, so I'm just struggling.
Yeah, she's hot Meg. It's very weird to have
then
hot Meg walking around.
They both start talking about, because they just watched this movie, so clearly they were inspired for this conversation after watching it, mm-hmm. about like how they wish that you could have no strings attached. You could have friends with benefits. There's no complications. There's always these feelings and like whatever. So
which is
like
exactly
we should...
the Seinfeld Elaine conversation.
Yes, exactly.
They were watching. Ooh, the Naked Channel. Oh, look at this. Oh boy. Yeah.
So then she's like, you don't even like me, and it's like, hello, everyone likes you. Everybody likes.
Yeah, how do you
like,
know?
Not,
yeah,
he's like, I'm not attracted to you. Sure, you're not.
She's like, do you even find me? They're just talking about physical attraction. She's like, do you even find me attractive? Like he's gonna be like, no, gross. I don't want to bang Mila Kunis. No, ew. See you later. Like, obviously.
Do you even find me attractive? I'm insulted that you asked
say,
that.
Yeah, every guy finds you attractive, and three quarters of the women, too.
Yeah. You're fine.
You're pretty attractive.
So she's like, what's the first thing that you know, like, so you saw me at the airport. Like, what's the first thing that you noticed about me? And he's like, oh, the first thing I noticed is how big and beautiful your eyes are, which is why Andy Sandwich broke up with her.
Your eyes
are too big.
Yeah, they creep me out sometimes, he said.
And she was like, oh, wow.
Yeah, I must be hideous. Like, be like, look at you, you fucking dildo. Are you kidding me? You look like the discarded Beastie Boy.
And now
shut the fuck up.
And now you don't have a sandwich.
Yeah, and I like that she slapped the sandwich out of his hand. That was a smooth move.
Yeah.
Where I was like, okay, you know what? As a character, I'm liking this chick because she just literally was like, yeah, well, you can't have that sandwich either.
Yeah.
Bap, and just slapped it. That's, yeah, get that sandwich.
You
don't. Sandwiches are for closers. If you're going to be a dickhead, you don't get sandwiches.
One time I asked James if he was a lady, if he would let a guy take him out for coffee or a beer. And he says, no, I would never let a man take me out for coffee or a beer. He says, I would have him take me out for sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's middle of the day. And he goes, you know, you could learn a lot about somebody by their sandwich.
You know their sandwich. You know if they're into like gross shit, if they're just a lame sandwich eater. And even if it sucks, you got your full.
And
sandwiches
also,
are very filling. You're
and
done.
And also, you know if they suck, because what if they like hold up the line? Because you got to know what you're getting at the sandwich place.
They don't
you
know
can't
what
just
they're
sit
getting.
There and go, I don't know. And who doesn't know what they want on
they
a sandwich?
They get some awful order and you're like, no.
You do
sorry.
Learn a lot about somebody by going to go get a sandwich.
Yeah, plus I always want a sandwich. So that would be whoever I'm with, I'll eat a sandwich.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have to be with you, whatever. But if there's a good sandwich. And that's the other thing is you get to figure out what they think is a good sandwich. What place? Because it says a lot if they're like, yeah, this one place is a good sandwich and it's a shit sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
That person, you know, you don't want to be with that person.
No.
They're misguided.
You all of a sudden your phone doesn't work on day of sandwich. I'm going to go here.
Don't think so.
Oh, I don't know. I never got that text message.
I wish this movie was about sandwiches, but unfortunately it's not.
Anyway, so they swear on the Bible app on her iPad that they are...
Because it's 2011,
or their tablet,
man.
Their Samsung tablet.
We don't use paper. We have apps with iPhones on them, bro. That's for iPhones with or Sony Ericssons with fucking Bibles on
no,
them, bro.
No, it was like a Sony tablet.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but he had
anyway,
a Sony Ericsson
so,
phone. Clearly it said it on the top.
They start telling each other weird little quirks, like, don't touch this. This is sensitive.
My
like,
nipples
I'm
ticklish are sensitive
here.
If I keep my socks
and
on.
We also had to hear the word, I just never want to hear Justin Timberlake say this sentence ever again. He just says, I sneeze after I come. Yuck.
Yeah, that was a weird.
What is wrong with you? I don't want to hear that out of you. That's disgusting.
That was very weird.
That's very disgusting.
By the way, did Mila Kunis, did Meg ever have shoes on in this entire movie?
Yeah.
She never has shoes on in this movie, ever. It's the weirdest thing. Like,
she had shoes on.
Did she, even outside, I feel like she was shoeless.
Well, either she was carrying her shoes or she was wearing her shoes.
Okay.
She was wearing or carrying.
She's wearing or carrying, brother.
Anyway, that was the most uncomfortable thing that I had to endure, besides enduring this movie.
Well, then they were fucking for like ever. There's a lot of fuck scenes in this movie.
It was, because we had never seen this movie before.
I've never seen this.
And
no.
I told you, after I read the description, I said, I think this is going to be a lot of
you were nailed
playful
this one.
Banter. In between, like, sex things. I didn't think it was going to be this much.
Like,
they
in
talked,
between thrusts.
Like, how was your day? My day was good. How was your day? Like,
achoo.
I was like,
yeah, it was gross.
Yuck.
Yeah, the
like,
whole thing.
And then, stop, don't do that. And then we even got to see, like, we even got to have it explained that a boner is difficult to pee when you have a boner. And it was like, I don't care.
I think I
don't care about Justin Timberlake's struggles.
Other people
Strug
must have
on,
covered
bro.
That. Didn't, I'm sure the Three Stooges covered that at some point. Like,
no,
Curly as a boner, I think was the name of the episode. and they had to. They, one of them like shot off at like a spring, and then the other one went in his eye.
So Justin Timberlake's at work after they had sex, and this is the next day. Obviously, he's picking a cover of GQ. Mila Kunis shows up. They ask to take a walk. And they're basically both like, listen, we shouldn't have done that. Oh, I totally agree. We shouldn't have done that. You know? And then
what are we thinking?
They're like finishing each other's sentences. And then somebody on the street draws a caricature of the two of them. They go have sex. Doesn't he have to go back to work?
No. GQ, apparently art director of GQ, not a very time-demanding job. You just kind of stop by, you go, I don't know about those covers, I'll pick one later, and then you leave and go bang Mila Kunis. It's very strange.
And he works GQ, and they were choosing a cover between Shaun White and Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And Woody Harrelson was really like wanting to do the Shaun White thing, but Justin Timberlake, obviously...
He hates him because he got threatened by him.
And I was
like, I hear he's an asshole.
Anyway, so these two go bang. They're talking and having sex at the same time. And then, like, it's a montage of many different times at his apartment or at her apartment or whatever. And each time is a different, like, position.
Lots of banging.
And it is, like, uncomfortable. She's like, excuse me, aren't you going to wash your hands? Like, they're just, like, saying all this weird stuff that's just not real sexy.
No, they're acting like... You can tell a dude wrote this movie. I don't know if he did or not, but
yes.
It's very there's no subtext between the characters. Like
no.
when people are fucking, there's a certain unspoken things and shit that people do. Like almost like when you're playing basketball, like you just get a feeling that if he goes there, he knows I'm going to pass to him. It's just a weird thing. Same thing. You don't sit there and like tell, but if two straight guys fuck, that's what they would do. They'd be like, well, yeah, you grab my balls and do that. All right, cool. Yeah, it would be very mechanical. Like, we got to put the oil filter here or else the thing. Well, get me a 3/8 fucking socket. What are you thinking? That's how straight guys would fuck each other. You don't understand. That's exactly how they would do it. So this movie is like, yeah, it's just two straight dudes. Fuck them. But one of them's Mila Kunis and you see her side boob all the time. All right. Here, put this phone in your movie and make them fucking play with PlayStation things, will you?
Hey, and when we do the scene, you think she could have a Sony phone?
I mean, Sony phone, maybe like a... Do we make vibrators that we could ever like have a big dildo?
That's what that fucking PlayStation thing looked like.
It did. It looked like
remote.
a big vibrating
wand thing. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that's surprising. It wasn't a scene where the mom was glowing in her stomach region. Blue.
Oh, my God. Ew. So then her mom shows up, just walks in while Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake are fucking.
Mid-thrust.
I'm telling you right now, this movie was like, you saw the whatever, and you're like, I don't know where this movie could go. And
yeah,
then
I mean, that's it. Now
her
you're
mom
friends
shows
with
up.
Benefits.
Her mom shows up, and she's like, now we learn about all Mila Kunis' issues. So her mom was never really there for her. She doesn't know who her dad is. She, you know, her mom always asks for money, and she's, you know, always
comes in and out
of her relationship with her fiancé, and... You know,
she's a mess. She's kind of like a messier version of Bella's mom in Twilight.
Yeah.
Like if she was like a more disastrous. She's like Jenna's mom in 30 Rock.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she kind of reminds me of, except less of a complete disaster.
We got the basketball scene with Woody Harrelson, and he's just going up to everybody and asking them, are you gay? Are you gay? And I was like, you deserve better, Woody.
Yeah,
your character deserved better.
I've known plenty of gay people. I've never known any gay person that just walks into... Never known a gay dude just walking up to multiple guys just being like, you gay? Who's gay? Who's fuck? Let's get some cock. Like, that's not how people are. That's how straight
and,
guys
you know,
think
the
that
right,
like a cool gay guy would be.
The right man will come to you, Woody.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, you don't have to just keep running around asking.
Well, he's always looking for friends. Like, you want to go out and troll for some cock tonight? Like, he's not hitting on the guy. He's
and
like,
this is what I was
for running partners.
And this is what I was talking about last week with Bring It On. Like that one cheerleader who was gay, his character was like, it was showing kind of like he got like a cute, like he was flirting.
There was no joke to that.
No.
That's what it was.
It wasn't a punchline.
Yeah,
it was
they had
like,
a scene
that wasn't
where
a joke. And he was like flirting.
They
with,
were both nervous. They walked away and someone didn't come up and go, yeah, what's up with that? You fucking homo. And like give him a wedgie.
Yeah.
It was just like they let him have their scene. Then they went to the next thing. So yeah, they let him have a moment.
And that's what I was talking about last week. But this week it was just kind of. It was so weird. Woody Harrelson, he could have just been a weird, eccentric guy.
I'm sure he was originally.
He's just like, you gay? Come on, you're gay.
That's a total that's a total punch up move. Like, well, I mean, this Woody character, he's just fucking boring. And we got Woody Harrelson. Like,
yeah.
damn it, we need to get him, you know, get it going. And then they're like, just make him gay, make lots of cock jokes, and that's a rewrite. So
because then he jumps off the.
Yeah,
he jumps
pier.
Onto his boat. He jumps off the pier and onto his boat.
He's just
and
this crazy
Justin
dude.
Timberlake thinks that he like fucking, you know, jumped off the whatever he's gonna go swimming.
Yeah.
And he's in a boat and he's like, oh, I live in Jersey. Like he could have just been the weird, crazy weird sports yeah. editor that like or, nobody knew anything about. Like we didn't need to know his sexuality at all.
Or he could have just been a gay guy but not have him like announce it like yeah. I need a cock partner. I need a running partner to find cock because I'm so gay.
Yeah.
Like that was just it's a weird way to present a gay guy. And I'm not trying to say it in like a, oh, let's be super hyper offended by it shit. Yeah. It's just like that's just a like as a from a writing standpoint, it's a weird way to present somebody. It's like,
absolutely.
Well, what is he? He's the sports guy at GQ, and he's super fucking gay. That's all we need to know about
audibly
him.
Audibly
nodding. Let it go. That's it. Audibly nodding. Yes, you can't say yeah. We forgot.
I've been saying it this whole time,
people
and I forgot.
Get so mad.
Well, one person did.
Yes, I know. I'm kidding. One asshole.
It's really funny, though. That's my favorite piece of criticism. Don't say yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying to be so cute.
How dare okay. you audibly answer on a podcast?
Audibly nodding, yes.
Yes.
So Mila Kunis is having a heart-to-heart with her mom, and her mom's like, totally love that you are just doing sex with Justin Timberlake with no strings attached. Sorry, I don't know who your dad is. Let's go away together. So
let's go on a camping trip.
They're going to go camping, and Mila Kunis, they're wrapping up a session with Justin Timberlake, and she's like, I think I want to start dating people. You know, this is cool. Like, let's just end it. Way to go. We did it. High
yeah.
fives all
they're
around.
Like, cool. We're still friends. Yeah, yeah, we did it. See, we're still friends. Awesome. So they've beat the odds of
yep.
the, it's not, it didn't get weird and everybody's happy and they're still friends.
Justin Timberlake, like they're wingmanning for each other here.
Yeah, they're really.
So Justin Timberlake goes up and talks to some lady reading a book on the staircase, and then she just like needed to go up a landing and find her husband. Like I'm like,
he
you
was
were just,
10 feet away. You could smell his cologne.
Yeah, you just gave up, right and you're there. Like, I'll read a book on the staircase. Like I guess he'll come find me.
She was standing mid staircase, just
reading a book.
I've never seen anyone halfway up a flight of stairs.
And then all of a sudden, she urgently needs to find. Yeah. As soon as Justin Timberlake comes up, I urgently need to find my husband.
That's yeah, but she's cracking up. In 30 seconds, he got out of her because then he knew all of her kids' names and all that because he gets rejected by her. He knew that she was married. She has three kids from Belgium, what their names are, that she's looking for her husband and that her husband is, in fact, 10 feet away up on the landing.
It was so embarrassing.
And also, during all that, said something to make her laugh hysterically because that was the shot over there
yeah.
in a 10-second frame.
It was like 30 seconds. It was chaotic.
Lots of shit went down.
Wow. Okay.
You couldn't get that much information out of somebody if you fucking waterboarded them. You couldn't get all that info out that fast.
Especially, I mean, I get it, you're Justin Timberlake, but like if some random person comes walking up to me while I'm reading, I'd be like, hello.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
fuck,
do I look
problem.
Like I want to have a conversation right now?
Especially some, yeah, you're not even from here.
Am I holding a book or are you holding a book? I think I'm holding a book. Don't
I'm
fucking
reading.
Talk to me. Yeah.
40, you could, I swear to God, you could put a 45 in someone's mouth and you wouldn't get that kind of information that fast.
So Mila Kunis, they're in Central Park and she goes up and introduces herself to some man in the park who looks like he's staring at trees. He is apparently a children's oncologist and he seems great.
Of course, he cures little cancer kids. He wasn't ogling chicks in the park.
He is a little bit slanderous about brain surgeons.
Yeah.
He said that they were perverts.
He said they were perverts.
He generalized them all to be perverts.
Yeah, so somebody had got burned by T-Mobile and a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
Both. And Sully.
Maybe Sony was trying to get into brain surgery and they're like, brain surgeons, they suck.
They suck. This guy messed up my surgery. Then Sully fucked my wife. I'm writing a movie. Hold on. I got to call my agent.
Yeah,
God damn it. This T-Mobile phone doesn't work. He throws it against the wall. Son of a bitch.
I never have service.
Starts typing.
Or he keeps getting charged from his divorce lawyer because he's got T-Mobile. And he's like, I keep having to call and I keep getting charged for every call. Fuck you, T-Mobile.
Dropping it. Fuck, this is costing me money, T-Mobile.
Okay.
Oh, I love it.
So Mila Kunis is sleeping on the couch with the doctor. She says that she's got a 5-date rule. And he's like, oh, I love that. You're worth the wait. And
yeah.
She's like, wow, that's so awesome.
Well, he said, like, that's what they'd say in a cheesy romantic comedy, right? Wink, wink,
so,
nod, nod.
I think as soon as he said that brain surgeons were perverts, I would have a red flag going up. I'd be like, ooh.
Really?
Yeah, because I would be like, why are you so quick to throw your fellow surgeon under the bus?
Like, I'm getting the inside scoop here. What do they do? They open up a hole and then fuck it. What are they doing?
I would be like, why are they perverts? But I would be like, ooh, damn. So you're just like.
Yeah. He made a thing like they're cutting and then looking at your tits. Like he made him look away like, ooh, look at that over there while I'm cutting.
A brain surgeon? I doubt this.
I mean, you got to concentrate on a brain, I would hope. But a brain surgeon can like tits like everybody else, not in that situation.
I watched The Undoing. Hugh Grant was a children's oncologist.
Yeah, maybe that character is just this character 10 years older.
Got it.
I think that's possible.
Somebody was watching that movie and they were like, that guy's got legs.
Yeah, it's a prequel.
That guy's story's got legs. Undoing.
Yeah, I feel like that guy, shit could go dark for him. I'm just saying, it could.
It could, yeah.
Could go real dark.
Because he said that he didn't sleep for 36 hours and then he didn't know how he got to the park. So really, I mean, who knows?
Oh, it is a Hugh Grant situation.
Because
he
killed this person, doesn't know that he killed this person. I want this character to have a spinoff so bad. Okay, we're making it.
Yeah, he's definitely killing women, I feel like, in this movie.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
He's killing people.
A children's oncologist.
Yeah, no one
He's not killing
him.
Children.
No,
well,
not
maybe
children.
He is killing children.
Their moms.
Because he's like, oh. I've been working on this 4-year-old and she's getting better.
He said, I've been working on this 4-year-old, which that sentence should never, ever, ever, ever be spoken by any human being.
No.
Of any kind. You don't work on a 4-year-old.
There's a lot of times where you can use your work terminology in whatever. That's not the time.
Been working on a 4-year-old.
Like Blake Griffin on Comedians on Couches saying he's 1 for 5 in the field.
That was funny.
That's funny. Because you're making a basketball thing and you're making a joke and whatever. Yeah, I was like, I've been working on this 4-year-old. I'm like, ooh.
Oh, God, that sounded terrible. Yeah,
no,
you can't do that.
I think you're the pervert. Anyway.
I think you're right.
So Justin Timberlake... So Mila Kunis answers the phone for Justin Timberlake after she's had sex with the doctor guy.
Yes.
And then she's going to go get coffee because she thinks like, oh, cool, I have a boyfriend now. This is great.
Yeah, she gets up like, and awesome. Things went great. I banged him
the
finally.
The doctor dude is like sneaking away. So she gets super mad. And she's like, go fuck yourself.
Well, first she's like, I got you the coffee, just like you like it, this and that, with one Splenda.
Again, being rejected.
Just like the sandwich, she had it down. This fucking chick's awesome. And he's like, well, I got a thing.
Probably better that it was coffee this time, because now it's not so expensive.
Yeah, that's true. She did throw it in the garbage, too.
That's pretty awesome. Good.
So
no. You
break up with her, you don't get the whatever.
No refreshments.
Whatever refreshment she's brought for you, you're not having it after
None.
She breaks up.
And you know what? Be that person. If somebody rejects you and you're like really upset about it and it's like really shitty, just deny them refreshment.
You slap the sandwich right out of their hand.
Right out of their hand.
What the
I don't care how good it is.
Whatever the sandwich is in your life, you slap it right from their hand.
You slap it right out.
Right to the ground.
You don't get my sandwich anymore.
Made in a nut-free wheat environment.
Yeah. Justin Timberlake got some man to paint something for her because they were talking about it. Some great artist or whatever.
Yeah, you love this guy.
Her mom has left to go to Cleveland to be with her fiance, and
Skipping
Mila Kunis is upset about it, and she's like, why do I keep giving my mom a chance? Justin Timberlake is like, just come to Los Angeles with me. It'd be great.
Yeah, come hang out.
So he just buys her a ticket using his miles. Rude. Yeah. She's like, nah, it's all right. Like, you know, he goes, nah, I bought you a ticket.
Meet me at JFK. Boom.
Yeah. I don't want to go.
It's 2011. I got the internet right on my phone, bro. Internet. Fuckers.
I just told
Boom.
You. Just told you.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. Now I double don't want to go.
How?
No.
This ain't Heigl's rom-com, motherfuckers.
No.
This is new style.
So
we have phones.
Wasn't he flying first class? The other
he absolutely was.
And now he's flying coach.
But GQ flew him out there though for the interview. So he said free trip to New York. Can't turn that down. That's what his excuse was when he first got there. Like, I don't even want the job. So GQ gave him. They're trying to roll out the red carpet. They gave him first class accommodations and Mila Kunis on a luggage rack. That'll get you to sign up.
Wow. Yeah.
You know? Like there you go.
So we meet Jenna Elfman. She is our sister.
Oh, boy.
And
Jesus, Jenna.
That one guy, what was his name again?
Who?
Richard Jenkins, the dad.
Yeah, yeah, the dad.
He's always really funny.
The
he's
dad
been in a couple
in
of
things.
Movies. Yeah.
Yeah. He's or he's like the head of like the FBI or something. One of the two.
So we find out that that guy is our dad. And he
he's
has,
all of our dads
he's
collectively.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah, he has Alzheimer's.
And Justin Timberlake is apparently having a hard time with it. And we also learned that he used to be like a New York Times editor or something like that, like columnist or something like that.
And
so
the nephew in another punch up thing, Jenna Elfman as a kid that also lives at this house, and he's like a magician and everything he's doing is magic. And their house is literally, they walk out of their back door and it's sand in the Pacific Ocean is like 30 feet from it. And he explains it by saying, yeah, my grandfather bought this when there was nothing out here. Now it's, you know, passed it down to this person.
Now it's just like $30 million.
It's a $30 million property. You're literally you have a private beach on the Pacific
my
Ocean.
My dad has Alzheimer's. This is going to be mine soon.
Yeah, that's great. They would have pushed him into the fucking ocean, these kids, because they didn't care for him. I feel like they were jerks.
They could have been nicer.
They could have been nicer to him. He can't.
Jenna Elfman was really rude.
She was rude. And
because they were talking about sports, and she's like, we get it, you're men, we get it, you're men.
It's like he's having a lucid moment. Let the guy fucking have it.
Yeah, I would be so excited. I'd be like, oh my God, like my grandma had dementia, and I would be like so excited on the days where I felt like she was,
having a lucid
grandma.
Yeah, that's exciting. You want to make that last, and she's like, can you just take your pants off again and wander around and be confused because it's better than you talking about sports.
Yeah.
It was like,
it
Jesus.
It's just weird. I'm like, oh, yeah. Take your pants off, Dad. And just like, you know, apparently he didn't like pants, so he just decided to not wear pants anymore. So
yeah,
he would just
walk
take his
around
pants and
pantless.
Walk around. He'd have a shirt on, but no pants. And
yeah, not like his dick swinging. He'd have a boxer.
He keeps asking for Dee Dee and also his wife.
Yeah.
Which, not his wife. Okay, anyway, so
she divorced you.
They
loser.
Justin Timberlake goes into Mila Kunis's room and they get drunk and they have sex.
Yeah, in the house.
And
no one can hear them like they're super loud and his sister's in the next room
fucking,
literally.
Playing Crisscross so loud.
Yeah.
They are like,
this, I guess we should set that up for later. Jenna Elfman, his timber sister, she showed Meg Kunis there the photo album of them as kids and showed Justin Timberlake doing like pretending he was in Crisscross, who had the stupid jump song and wore their clothes backwards. So that was the whole point of it. So she played that and he's like, oh my God, I'm going to kill her. How embarrassing. Yeah. We're having a fun moment.
Yeah. And
it's
then
a
they
rom-com.
End up getting drunk and they have sex and whatever.
Yeah.
Jenna Elfman saw him sneaking out of Mila Kunis's room. Justin Timberlake is out jet skiing with his nephew, and the nephew is like, Jamie's really cool. We all miss you. Yeah. Like, this is like, and he's like, yeah.
There's fucking dolphins and whales and shit flying around. It's crazy out there. It's perfect.
He's like, oh, yeah. There's like orcas. I mean, you don't want to be around an orca, but.
They're like, yeah, they are.
Yeah. And then they're like, he's like, I miss mornings out here. It's like, yeah, of course. If you have a lot of money and like your dad has a lot of money, like, yeah.
You live in the goddamn ocean. Anybody miss that?
Jenna Elfman is calling Justin Timberlake out and she's like, oh my God, you're so in love with her. You guys are great together. And he says to her, no, she's too fucked up for me. Like, she's too fucked up in the head. And Mila Kunis is trying to help the nephew with a saw in half magic
trick. Yeah, she's in the box.
So she can hear this conversation, so she's super upset.
Oh, yeah.
And she buys a plane ticket back home. She blames it on work. She says that she has to have a red eye going back home.
They're like, it's the 4th of July. What are you talking about? She's like,
she's
I know.
Headhunter.
Totally sucks.
She could be getting somebody a job anytime.
Hey, you know what? It's a job as a firework setter offer. So they really got to get on that quick.
Mila Kunis gets an instant message from her mom. Like, oh, sorry, I bailed on you this weekend. Justin Timberlake keeps calling and leaving her voicemails. And I'm like, ooh, what elaborate stunt is he going to do to try to get whatever?
Yeah, because she said before, like, that's her something very romantic, and she wants, a giant elaborate
thing. He goes up to the building, and she's like, how did you find me up here?
Yeah. Did we mention that before, her mountaintop?
Yeah, she goes up to that top of that building.
Yeah, and she says, this is my mountaintop.
That's
and she's
where she
just
goes, there's no
there.
Cell service up there.
Meanwhile, she gets in rolling under like a gate that's up a foot, and apparently it's always up a foot because she knows to do that, where if she found that, so would like 8,000 junkies who would totally murder her and throw her corpse over the side if they found her up there and fucking steal her purse. Like, that's how That's, you don't just like crawl under gates and go up in places you shouldn't be, and like you'll find, you won't be the only one there.
Yeah.
If you're, that's what you're doing in Manhattan.
So
it's just how it is.
They're up on the rooftop and he's like, why are you avoiding me? She's like, oh, cause I'm super fucked up. Like even Magnum PI couldn't solve my problems.
Which is what he said to Jenna Elfman.
Security guy is like, you guys can't be up here. Are you okay? Cause he thinks
okay?
Justin Timberlake is going to jump off. Which
jumper.
Which would have made the movie more interesting.
You a raping junkie? No? Okay.
This company wants to hire Justin Timberlake, and Mila Kunis is like, well, he hasn't even been there for a year, like, but I don't want to talk to him and whatever.
The company is Amazon, right?
That's what it sounded like.
Is it like we can't tell you who it is? You know, that they said it's a secret thing, but they're like, we'll tell you we're the top online bookseller.
If she got him another job... she would get that bonus, presumably, right?
Yes, but she didn't want to talk to him because she was mad at him, and then they went right to
him, which
cut her out of the loop completely.
But then she was mad that he took the meeting, and it was like,
she's got to get on the Timberlake train to make that money. Otherwise, they went right to him.
One.
She's going to lose her bonus over here and not get any from this one, and then she's ass out.
Yeah. So she gets mad at him and says, Justin Timberlake's dad is on his way to New York.
Yeah, she's going to stay with Timberlake. Dad's going to stay with Justin Timberlake in New York for a few days while the...
Jenna Elfman goes and does something.
Some magic camp with the kid or some bullshit. I don't know what they're doing.
So he says, how's he doing? And she's like, oh, he's in and out of sanity and clarity. So let's fly him by himself.
And they make sure to say, he has moments of clarity once in a while. So what did I say? I looked over to you and go, well, your dad's going to lay down the wisdom of the movie. He's going to be the silent Bob of the movie.
He's going to be the wisdom and comedy.
Yep. All of a sudden, here he is.
Wisdomity. He's going to do something kooky crazy where he has Alzheimer's, but that he also, you know, is having a moment
of lucidity. And then
it's going to
be locked in the next moment.
Mom is also having a heart-to-heart with Mila Kunis. It's kind of racist because she doesn't know who Mila Kunis' dad is.
Oh, I thought you meant the Puerto Rican joke.
No, she has everything
she
says.
Bananas in the fridge? What are you, Puerto Rican? Which
she's
I was like
super.
I've never heard
and then
those
she goes,
oh,
is my dad Puerto Rican? She's like, I don't know. And
yeah,
I'm like,
I don't know.
What?
I got it narrowed down to six or seven guys.
And then she says that, like, she goes, well, your father was definitely Eurasian. And she's like, he had a. What was it? Cold War
accent
or something like that. She's like, was he Russian? And she's like,
I don't know.
You're vaguely ethnic. And like, it was just really insane
strange...
and rude to say. And
if they're drinking in their own house between mother and daughter, they can have a crazy conversation.
Anyway.
But the bananas and the Puerto Rican thing was weird with me because
it's just all weird.
From New York, I've never heard like some stereotype that, as Puerto Ricans always put bananas in the fridge, you know? Like, I've never heard
that.
It's
either.
The weirdest thing I've ever heard.
So,
as a stereotype.
Her other advice to her is to reshape what Prince Charming is to her. And she says, the mom says to Mila Kunis, because you're my Prince Charming, feminism, it can look like whatever you want it to be. You're Prince Charming. If your love of your life is work, then it's fucking work. You know, mom is going to try to prioritize her daughter. She never does, but, you know, it's all good.
She does nothing for her whatsoever her whole life.
They're at the airport. Justin Timberlake is picking up his dad. They're at the airport. He's trying to get a reservation at the airport restaurant to eat.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Because his dad says he's really hungry, so obviously they have to eat here.
Which is just, you're going to Manhattan, which has just every good restaurant there is.
And previously, Justin Timberlake has said that he is embarrassed by his father.
Yes.
Because he's got
the
Alzheimer's. And Mila Kunis is like, yo, that's your dad. Like...
yeah, if he takes his pants off, just don't be embarrassed by it. That's your dad.
Yeah.
And so, you know what?
And
it's fine.
So they're at the airport. Justin Timberlake can't get a table because the girl's like, sorry, we have to go in order. And he's like, well, my dad's not well, so is it cool if we get a table? It's like, no.
Oh, we missed the scene where we have to talk about it. The scene where they're all sitting around together and the father's like, where's, you know, your mother?
Oh,
where's my wife? And they're like, she's not here. Why? Because you're not married anymore. And he goes, she divorced you 10 years ago. You don't have to say it like that.
No.
You can say.
She divorced you 10 years ago. Yeah. I was like, damn, dude.
You could have just said, you guys got divorced. You didn't have to say, like, it was your fault and she didn't want it out.
Remember? Yeah.
It was weird.
Like, she divorced you, dad.
Yeah. Don't you remember?
Like, damn.
Don't you remember that pain? Come on, process it again.
So, dad took his pants off and he just goes and he sits at a table yeah. in the airport.
She just
and Justin Timberlake decides, I'm going to take my gams out too.
There it is. Yep. Takes his pants off. They order steaks.
Medium, which is probably good at the airport. Probably don't go medium rare.
I think you got to take chances in life, which is why.
No, because that's a long Uber ride back.
Which is why I get food poisoning a lot.
Wait, you get what?
I've been poisoned.
Yeah, you get poisoned.
I get poisoned a lot. That's why.
You're so dramatic about it.
I'll take chances.
He is so dramatic about it. No, you don't. You only eat pizza when we're on the road.
But then I end up taking chances, though. That's the problem.
No, ever
sick.
Since that, no.
Well, I've been better lately because I got sick so many goddamn times on the road trying to eat different things. Like, oh, I want to try that. And then I'm dying.
So he says, Dad says that Dee Dee, he keeps mentioning this Dee Dee, and Justin Timberlake's like, who's Dee Dee?
Who's Dee Dee?
Who's Dee Dee?
Who's your side piece?
And he's like, she was the love of my life, but I never told her. And that's probably why the reason why your mom left and like blah, blah, blah. And he said that he let her go because he was too damn proud to tell her how he felt. So Justin Timberlake is like, cool, Dad, me too. I super messed up. Do you remember that girl, Jamie?
Yeah.
That super hot girl that...
Remember her?
Yeah.
M. Coon.
And he's like, yeah, I was like, dude, he's
Meg.
Like, dude, I know who she is.
Meg of the Coonis.
Don't worry. I remember who Jamie is. And I just...
yeah, she's he gave her the speech.
A lot of realizations are made when pants are off.
Yeah, when you're pantsless eating a questionable airport steak at a normally non-desirable temperature, that's when the wisdom comes out. That's when
because you're vulnerable.
I think you're vulnerable, and
not
Dad,
only are you vulnerable because you don't have pants on, you're vulnerable because you're like, I don't know if this steak is going to make me sick.
There's a lot of things vulnerable about this. You don't know if your dad's going to melt down.
This is a risky situation.
Dad seems more lucid with his pants off as well, I believe.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's
he doesn't have any constrictions.
Yeah, I think the pants are really holding in some bad feeling of some kind. So yeah, the dad has a moment of wisdom and clarity here, telling him,
all made without pants.
All made without pants. You know, you gotta. My life is short. I'll tell you that much right now. With this goddamn thing in my brain is telling me
life is short. Life is short. Don't wear pants.
Don't wear pants. Life's too short for pants. Even if it's cold outside, you'll get over
it. Just don't wear them.
Your balls get hot anyway. Don't worry.
They run into Shaun White at the airport, and he said that he's been trying to take Mila Kunis to Pound Town for years.
Yeah, had to make Shaun White the opposite of what he acts like. Cool.
So they're stuck in traffic, and Justin Timberlake calls Woody Harrelson to just go meet him because apparently there's no other way to the city. Like, literally, his dad goes, is there another way you can get into the city? And he's like, and then next thing you know, they're on Woody Harrelson's boat, and Dad's super excited because he loves boats.
He loves it. He knows what model it is. He's like, it's a 37, you know, my asshole, and I love it. It's great.
And now we are in Grand Central Station, and we see... A
couple of cock jokes from Woody, by the way. I'm on the way to the cock and ball tonight. The cock and ball tonight. It's going to be great, or whatever the hell his stupid joke was.
Mila Kunis has been let down by her mom again, and...
supposed to meet at Grand Central.
All of a sudden, there's a flash mob with Crisscross and Semisonic playing.
Oh, Jesus.
Because he always sang Closing Time, and he thought that it was Third Eye Blind, but it's not. It's actually Semisonic.
That and then the Crisscross.
I messed up. I'm scared. I blew it.
And then I can't hear you. Oh, maybe that's because they put the music in it afterwards when they do this in a movie, and it's like, stop being self-aware and referential. It's annoying. Stop it. You're a movie. Act like one.
When I see somebody cursing, I picture you blinking. Like, cursing is such a novel thing that people don't do. Give me a break.
That was one of the things he kept saying about her. Is when you say, when she says
when
fuck,
say
she
fuck,
blinks.
You blink. You don't. That's not you. You don't really want to say that.
It's like your body's rejecting the word, but you don't blink when you say shit.
And then he says, Jamie, will you be my best friend again? Because I'm in love with her.
He gets down on one knee.
I am shocked that Mila Kunis has ever had to beg to date anybody. If she has to beg, God help us all.
Yeah, well, he's on one knee. That's
then they start making out, and it's over. Like, they go on a date, they're making out, they're, like, clearing the table, and they're about to get to fucking.
Yeah, they're talking about, like, well, let's go on a first date. Cool, where are you from? Blah, blah, blah. And then,
but they already were grunting and saying, how's your day? My day was good. How's your day? Meh.
And then they clear the table off, and they start making out in a restaurant, and then Magic Carpet Ride plays.
And then it's over, and it's done.
Because they made a reference earlier about, an upbeat song playing at the end, so you'll think you had a good time.
Yeah.
Which is what they did.
I don't think I had a good time.
I had the worst fucking time watching this movie. Justin Timberlake should never again He shouldn't have. This is because he was funny for a minute and a half at a time on SNL. Yeah. That's why they do. That's why they gave him comedy parts, because they were like, take it on down to Omeletteville. I mean, you put that kid in a giant fucking egg costume and big hands and fuck, like Mickey Mouse.
Bring it on to Omeletteville.
Have him dance around. It's pretty funny. I think we can translate that to an hour and 50 minute long fucking movie.
Of him just fucking.
Of him fucking and never singing anything about Omeletteville.
Yeah, at no point they made a nod to White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, yeah.
They made a nod to a lot of things, but not Bring It On Down to Omeletteville.
Not Bring It On Down to Omeletteville at all.
You know what?
Never that.
Do you know where I'm going to bring it on down to?
There's only one place to bring it.
The Heigl-meter.
To the Heigl-meter.
The Heigl-meter is where...
It's our way of rating movies.
It's our way of rating movies. Why doesn't that feel like I said that right?
I don't know.
The Heigl-meter is the way that we rate our movies.
There you go. I've only heard it 69
on
times
scale,
before this.
Hey, on a scale of one Heigl to five Heigls, five Heigls being the worst movie you've ever seen, most punishing, one Heigl, not that bad.
Yeah.
James, I'm going to go first.
Please,
today.
Please. You know what? Okay. You should go first.
You went first last week.
Hey, you know what? It's on you.
I'm going to give it 934,000 Heigls.
Wow, that's a lot of Heigls.
Because that is the amount of subscribers that GQ had at one point or another.
Wow.
I'm giving it this rating because this movie sucked. It also sucked to take notes because I fucking cut my hand and I had to have stitches.
Yeah.
So this is not a fun time for me.
That was bad.
Did not have... No. And this movie, oh my God, if you were to tell me, like, hey, if you could be gone for an hour of it, like I was when I got stitches the other day, and you could do this, I would maybe give it less Heigls. But considering I had to...
You didn't have to see the middle of this movie is the cool part. You could have literally sat out the middle 45 minutes and you same exact experience.
It was
experience.
A giant commercial for Sony.
Yeah.
It sucked balls to have to write notes.
That's a lot of Heigls.
It was insulting across the board. I tried to figure out how much Sony was worth on this year, and I just didn't feel like typing it. So the one of the easiest information to find was how many subscribers GQ had. Fuck this movie.
Yeah, fuck it hard.
So fucking upset. I'm not even going to have casual sex with it. No.
No.
Yeah.
It's got to go. This movie's got to go. Well, I would like to give this movie... I'm going to go... Normally, I have a formula or a big thing. I'm going with a straight... with a solid five Heigl ticket here.
Okay.
One Heigl for every member of NSYNC that helped this thing become a reality. That's what it is.
Okay.
One Heigl for each of them, because if it wasn't for NSYNC, then this wouldn't be happening right now, and I wouldn't have had to watch this fucking movie. So
I
blame
you.
The fat guy and the one who looks like he's got a beard with a thing, and then the one who said he's gay, and then the who's the other one? I don't know. The other one who dances around? I don't fucking know, but all five of them. There's five of them, right? That's the one who thinks he has a beard.
No.
And then there's the fat one.
No, Joey Fatone.
Yeah, he's the fat one. The fat one, the one who thinks he's got some kind of thin beard, the one who said he's gay, Justin Timberlake, and then...
Okay, Lance Bass, J.C. Chazet, the actual talented one, Justin Timberlake, meh.
Yeah.
And then Joey Fatone, and then honestly, I don't remember.
There's another one though, right?
I know,
there's more
I
than
don't
four.
Remember. He's the guy that looks like AJ on Backstreet Boys. I can't remember his...
I don't know.
I cannot remember his name. It might be Chris.
He's probably blonde, maybe.
I don't know. Team J.C. Chazet, so I don't really care
I blame
about
them.
Any of those hoes.
So one Heigl for each of them. Take that, fat Joey Fatone. You have a Heigl now, even though you weren't
Take
in this.
Take it. Five.
Take it right in the Fatone. Enjoy it, everyone. You sons of bitches.
Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
That, my friends.
That's Friends with Benefits.
Was Friends with Benefits. My Friends Without Benefits. This
we
was
got
friends
no benefits.
With benefits. We had zero benefits.
This is your friends. Us got zero benefits.
So, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for joining us for Friends with Benefits.
Yes.
Follow us on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at You Got Heigl'd, YOUGOTHEIGLD. We do bonus episodes on Patreon.
Yes.
Every other week or at least twice a month. We talked 90 Day Fiancé season 8 last week.
Yeah, that was fun.
We absolutely did do that. And we did play a round of Fuck, Marry, kill.
Yeah,
so that was fun. Fun
you,
times.
Yeah,
fun times were had by all.
All the men. That's how you do it. You
well,
set
that's
me
what
up
happens.
With all the guys. I know.
That's what happens when you don't feel like playing.
I have good strategies too, so I know what I'm doing. I can do this.
So.
Hear which 90 Day Fiance next. Guy I would like to fuck, I guess. That's how you advertise it.
Next week, the next Patreon bonus, we will be playing another round of Palazzi.
Oh, Palazzi's
where
fun.
We show James a poster of a movie that he has never seen, and he has to guess what he thinks this movie is about.
I'm never anywhere near it either.
No,
that's the other thing.
You
always very
absolutely add a lot of stabbing.
Well, in my movies, there's a lot of stabbing in my brain.
All right,
there's,
well, anyway, you know. We should get that looked at, honey. Anyway, that is patreon.com/YouGotHeigled, YouGotHeigld.
Definitely. Yes. Let's see. Are we going to tell me the people that are awesome?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you some awesome people.
Oh, I want to hear about awesome people. I get to hear about awesome people.
Okay. Uh-oh. Hang on a minute.
What happened? Did you lose our people?
No, I didn't lose anything.
Don't you lose our people.
DeAndre Brinson.
That's our people.
Katie Bailey.
More.
Steven Martin.
Ah.
Stop.
Okay.
Jody Andrews. Cadence Zelenia, Liz Smith, Sierra Merson, Dustin Zero. That's a fucking cool name.
More people of our people. Yes.
Dustin Zero.
Dustin. I like that. That is good.
Hello, this is Dustin Zero.
Dustin Zero reporting.
Aaron Kelly,
for duty.
Not my cousin. Kelly.
No.
Cassie Pritchard, Jamie Mayo, Kelly Valance, or Valance, Kylie Dunn, Diane Quag, Bill Foreman. Mike Shanahan. Ooh.
Coach Shanahan is.
Uh-oh. Hello, friend, family, Eric Hunt.
Oh.
Eric Hunt.
Is that the relation to you?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I haven't seen him on any of my Ancestry.com stuff.
If you see any Petra Gallows, there's a pretty good, strong possibility I'm related
probably.
To him. Probably.
Yeah, that's all. Oh, and Ashley Vio Duty.
Oh, thank
Vio
you.
Vio Duty. Thank you guys so
yes,
much. You guys
thank
are
you for
really
everything.
Awesome. I hope you guys are enjoying the Patreon episodes. If you're not, I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
We're trying.
I'm trying my best.
We're trying.
I'm trying my best. But anyway, so thank you guys so much for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for.
This I needed to get this all off my chest after watching this fucking
movie.
Yeah,
thank
so.
You for watching this movie because I will be upset with all of you individually and on a personal level if you don't watch this movie. It's on Netflix.
We had to watch it.
I had to watch it and I'm going to be like, no, God damn it. You are all going to watch it. I will create a virus that will infect all of your Netflix to make it play
oh,
and
okay.
always play
okay.
so that you
virus.
Don't have to. Yeah, you
no
don't
more
even
viruses.
Have, you can't get. No. It's just it's going to be a technological one so that everybody has
down.
To watch it.
And, it only plays Friends with Benefits if you go on there.
Yeah, on a loop. And you can't change the channel and you can't even turn the TV off.
It's like getting Rickrolled back in the day.
Like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want. I want you guys all to have pain.
That's perfect.
Pain. Anyway, thank you guys so much
thank
for joining
you.
Us.
Honestly.
And we will see you. Next week.
That's right. Go heigle yourselves, everybody.
Go heigle yourselves.
Go heigle yourselves, everybody!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.